Hello, welcome to Killer Cross Space. This is episode 67. This episode is about Paul Michael Stephanie, and he was born on September 8th, 1944, in Austin, Minnesota. He would marry and have a daughter. At one point in his life, he was convicted of aggravated assault, and he was known to have a history of mental illness. He would become a serial killer in the early 80s, and he was better known as the Weepy Voiced Killer, but he got the nickname due to the 911 calls he would make to the police to report his crimes. He would seem remorseful for what he did, but his voice was high-pitched. That's how his nickname came to be. And I'll share these phone calls at the end of the episode. But Karen Potak would go to a party with her sister. She would leave around midnight and walk around the town drunk. Around 3 a.m., the police would receive a phone call from an unknown male wanting the police to come to Marlburg Manufacturing Company machine shop because a girl was hurt. Once police arrived, they would find Karen's naked body in a snowbank near the railroad track. She had been beaten so badly to where her skull was cracked. She would actually survive this attack, though. And the police would receive a phone call again on June 3rd, 1981, and he would claim to have stabbed a girl with an ice pick. The body of 18-year-old Kimberly Compton would be found shortly after. Her body had been found near an unfinished freeway. He would call the police again a couple days later to say he was sorry for what he had done to Compton. And a little over a year, the body of Barbara Simmons would be found on the Minneapolis side of the Mississippi River. She had been stabbed to death, and he would call to say he was sorry for stabbing Barbara and would mention Compton's murder again. And some luck would take the place with his murder. Some luck would take place with this murder because a waitress at a local bar would identify Paul as the man seen with Barbara at the bar, and the police would find out Paul had been fired from his job at the Marlburg Manufacturing Plant in 1977. This was the place Karen's body would be found, almost beaten to death in 1980. Paul would pick up a young prostitute named Denise Williams on August 21st, 1982. They would have sex at his apartment, and he would offer Denise a ride back to her job, but instead took her to a secluded area. He would stab Denise 15 times with a screwdriver, but she would be able to hit him in the head with a glass bottle, which would cause cuts to his head and face. Denise's screams would get the attention of a man who lived nearby, and he would see Paul trying to attack Denise, so he would try to take Paul down, but in return, Paul, basically ran away from the scene. When Paul returned to his apartment, he noticed he was bleeding pretty badly, so he would call for medical help. And it was this call that would lead the medical department to recognize his voice, and Paul would quickly be connected to Denise's attack right after, and he would be arrested. And a crazy thing would take place during the trial, and that was Paul's ex-wife, sister, and a woman who lived with him had said the phone calls were Paul's voice. Even with them connecting him to the phone calls, there was still not enough to label him as the weepy voice killer because supposedly the crying distorted his voice. And this would lead to him only being convicted of Barbara's murder and attempted murder of Denise, and he'd be sentenced to 40 years in prison. And he would be diagnosed with skin cancer in 1977, and he would end up confessing to the murders of Kimberly Compton, Barbara Simmons, and Kathy Greening. Now, I might be wondering who Kathy is. Well, he wasn't a suspect in her case because he did not make a phone call afterwards like he had done with the others. And anyways, Kathy had been found at her home in 1982. Paul told the police that he had drowned her in the bathtub. All in all, he confessed to 3 murders and 2 attacks, and he would die from cancer on June
12th, 1998. Don't talk, just listen. I'm sorry what I did to Compton. I couldn't help it. Don't know why I had to stab her. I am so upset about it. I keep getting drunk in my dreams. I can't believe it's a big dream. I can't think of it locked up. If I get locked up, I'll kill myself. I'd rather kill
fire emergency.
Please don't talk to me, listen. I'm sorry, I killed that girl. I stabbed her 40 times. Kimberly Compton was the first one on my team. Sorry, I don't know what you're mad at me. I'm sick. I'm gonna kill myself, I think.
Where are you?
Somebody with an ice pick. I can't stop myself. I keep killing someone. Yes, please, this is an emergency. Please send a squad to